Welcome to the ministry of Pastor Chris Ross. Pastor Chris has a dynamic teaching anointing, and he is the founder of the very vibrant Breakthrough Christian Church in Cape Town, South Africa. He is a healing evangelist and touches many lives through the Jesus the Answer outreach ministry. Now, enjoy this message by Pastor Chris.
Flowers on the hills, and my cup he so gladly fills. How can you turn around and say my God is dead? When your stories have all been told, there's just one thing I'd like to know. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? If my soul had windows, I'd leave them open for the world to see. Those ugly scars upon his hands that bled for you. There's a bridge you can cross if you will. The toll was paid on Golgotha's hill. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? He gives us shelter from life's stormy weather. He gives us love, keeps us together. Sometimes my life is like a ship on a raging sea. When the stage of life grows cold, somebody helps me to play my role. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? My soul had windows, I'd leave them open for the world to see. Those ugly scars upon his hands that bled for you. There's a bridge you can cross if you will. The toll was paid on Golgotha's hill. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? If God, leave them open for the world to see those ugly scars upon his hands that bled for you. A bridge you can cross if you will. The toll was paid on Golgotha's hill. If God is dead, who's this living in my soul? God is dead, who's this living in my soul?
Wow. And as we stand to our feet, let's welcome to the stage our daddy, our pastor, our shepherd, Pastor Chris!
Shall be given, your kingdom door will open. I am seeking and I know I'll find the anointing for my life and the grace to bear much fruit. I receive the call of God upon my life.
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! God is good! And all the time, our God is good. You may be seated for a minute.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On Wednesday night, I was teaching here about loyalty and disloyalty. And I made a mistake, actually, I discovered when I went home. I'm reading many books at the same time. Who's like me? You can read 3 books at the same time. Who reads 2 books at a time? Who reads 1 book at a time? Who doesn't read at all? I know you won't put your hands up, but there's a new book coming out, Those Who Lie. Bishop Dag Ewart Mills, who's my pastor, you always hear his name. And you must learn that from me. So when you speak to people, it's good to mention the name of your pastor. It's a sign of humility also. That you're not a self-made man. Nobody is self-made. You learn from others. Amen? Even to make coffee, somebody had to show you, isn't it? And still you don't do it right. Now, he's written a series on books on loyalty. And now the names have shifted a little bit. And it's all called Those Who. The first book is Loyalty and Disloyalty. It's the great book. The book that connected me divinely to this great pastor. And then he wrote Those Who Accuse You. Those Who Pretend. Come, name the books. You know them. Those Who Forget. Wow. Those Who Are Ignorant. Well, that's one of my favorite ones. Those Who Are Ignorant. Do you know what I'm talking about? Amen. Tomorrow at the conference, Robin will have a stand for us ready with all the books displayed. I'm sure he will. All right? But there are 2 new books. And this is one of them, Those Who Are Proud. And I was displaying the one on One of You is a Devil on Wednesday. But I got a bit confused because I realized I was actually talking out of this book and holding the other book. It's how much I read, you know. When you read, you fill yourself with knowledge. Are you listening? So when you talk, you don't talk nonsense. Do you understand? Empty vessel makes the most noise. One day a man was standing to speak in the church, and I was sitting next to an old man. As a young pastor who started to speak, it was at some anniversary or wedding or birthday, and the old man nods me in the side And the old man said to me, you see that young man standing in front? He said it in Afrikaans. Just interpret for them who don't understand. He said, sin ze die man, a young man wat daar staan. Ek sê, ja, pastoor. Hy sê, nou, die man, hy is a leeu dop. If you don't understand it, he said, that man standing there is an empty shell. Hy praat, he speaks, but there is no substance. May it never be said of you that you speak and there's no substance. And then he also added, I is net so say, pa. Mercy. When I say mercy, you also say mercy. Also part of our little habits we have. We have very different habits. And some people copy our habits, they take it away. Even if they orangolize, they go and say our things in other churches. So you'll know where the orangos are. So this is the book really that I was talking about. And it was first called The Formula for Humility. It's the same book. But just a few, one or two new chapters in here. All right. And this book is so important. You know, out of the 60 books that I read that's written by my pastor, I always wonder which ones are the most important ones. And according to him, the book called The Art of Hearing is so important because it makes the difference between men of God. There are many men of God, but the difference between them is the one who hears the voice of God more. Do you understand? That separates the levels of men of God. The art of hearing. When is God speaking? And when must you react to the voice of God? Now, if your ears are dull, you cannot know when God is speaking. Sometimes God speaks just through a thought. And you think it's just something you thought, but it's not a thought. It's a spiritual sign from heaven to do this thing. But if you don't know, so that book is crucial. But I believe this book is also, if I must choose top five, it will come into my top five. Because every time I read about humility, I feel guilty. I feel guilty because pride is an invisible enemy. You can't see. Allow me to, time is so against me. The Sunday morning teachings is not my favorite. But anyway, I'll try my best. Let me just take one or two phrases out of this book and I want to teach you. I'll preach a short sermon to you this morning. Are you here? Yes. We'll finish at 12 today. Normally we finish 11:30, but today at 12. Is it okay? Because yes. It's a psalm track. Say psalm track. All of you say psalm track. A psalm track normally ends at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Verstaan jullie die saak? But because I'm a very nice pastor, I'll end at 12. I'll read the scripture to you now. Let's read Proverbs 13:10. Proverbs 13:10. It says, only by pride cometh contention. But with the well advice is wisdom. Only by pride there is conflict. NLT, please. Only by pride. All the conflicts in the world, the root of it is pride. When you see two people arguing, you must know the root of it is pride. But people don't pay attention to pride much, and there's not much preaching on humility and pride because it's not a visible enemy. Are you listening? It's an invisible enemy that causes too much problems. You know, when women sometimes talk to me about how soft they were with their men, divorced women, then I realize that probably 99% of divorces is because of pride. Een wil hy ingegeer het. Maar hulle sê nie vir jou so nie. Hulle sê hulle het maar net mooi saggies gepraat. Must please hearken to my teachings. I'm not a jumping, shouting, sweating preacher. My wife told me the other day, I'm so glad you're not a sweaty preacher. Imagine washing a suit every time after all your sweat. But don't take my words lightly. It's loaded with power. And it can change your life. Amen. This book starts by opening and saying pride is actually the most deadly evil that afflicts the human race. It's the most deadly evil. When Hitler murdered 6 million Jews in the Second World War, the Second World War was from 1939 to 1945. I'm giving you history lessons also. 1939 to 1945. It was because he thought that the Germans were a superior race. Are you listening? And they had to rid the world of the, what's the other word? The lesser race. And the Jews were a problem for them. Where they were like evil. And you can see that this is all because of the pride that is manifested through such an evil man. Quarrels, pride. Wars, pride. It's the reason for all the conflicts and the confusion in the world today. And we need a formula for humility. Since Satan took a bite of the human race, the deadly poison has been running in our veins. And it's a very pervasive evil. Look at what Job 41 verse 34 says. It says, Satan is the king over all the children of pride. Pride leads to conflict. No. Job 41, 34. Job, please. Job for you. Of 41:34. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Satan. Now, let's not go deeper into this. I want to share with you just something short because it's Sunday morning. There was a king in the Bible called Belshazzar. It was in the days of Daniel. Daniel, if you are here from my Bible school, you will know that there was a captivity of Israel. They were taken first captivity to Assyria, the second captivity to? Where's my students? Oh. They were taken to Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, they everywhere we remembered Zion. Boney M. sings, by the rivers of Babylon. They were captive in Babylon. And there were two kings that ruled over them. The one was Nebuchadnezzar. And the other one was Belshazzar, his son. And today, just shortly, I want to teach you about the pride of Belshazzar. There are many examples of proud people that God brought very low. Let me tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, that pride is one of the greatest evils, so much so that God himself becomes your enemy. The Bible says he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So when you are proud, you don't need Satan to attack you. God himself will work against you. Now, there are two ways that you can humble yourself. Actually, the Bible says that you must humble yourself. Or let's say there are two ways that you can find humility. You can humble yourself, or you can be humbled. You can humble yourself,
Humble yourself, and the Lord will draw near you. Humble yourself, and His Spirit will cheer you. God cannot walk with the proud or the scornful. So humble yourself if you want to walk with God. God cannot walk with proud people. And stealthily, it comes upon you. Toe jy niks gehad het, toe jy een beetje nederig. En toe jy net een beetje iets het, toe houd jy vir jou wat jy nie is. But let me focus on this man. He made a mistake. He was giving a feast. It's found in Daniel chapter 5. His father was brought low, Nebuchadnezzar. If you know your Bible, if you read your Bible like you should, you must have come across a man who was made like an animal. And feathers grew on his back. And he ate the grass like a dog. This was Nebuchadnezzar. You know why? Because when he looked at his kingdom, he said, this is all that I have accomplished. He never said, by the grace of God. And God has been good. You see, so when you pray, the first prayer you must pray is to be thankful that whatever you have is not by anything great that you have done. Is what God has done. Your wife, your children. You don't need to have. Humility has got nothing to do with the car that you drive, the house you live in. People must understand this thing. They say, hulle bly in mooi huise, hulle is trots. Is nie waar nie. Sy kan in 'n windy bly en trots wees. Man, like you sitting there now, I can't even teach you. And that thing that prevents you is pride. It doesn't mean you're living in a mansion or you're driving a Mercedes Benz. Don't confuse the thing. Or you think a humble person is somebody who greets everybody nicely smiling. It's not that. Because those people can also pretend. Behind your back, they skinner about you. But they just smiled when they greeted you by the door. There's another book for them called Those Who Pretend. True humility is when you can be like a child and like a servant. That's the two keys. Always ask yourself, am I like a child and am I like a servant? Time will not allow me, but continue to come to my services and I'll break down these little things for you. We started on Wednesday with what it means to be a servant. Jesus Christ explained humility because we all say we are humble, isn't it? Nobody says they are proud. So you cannot really ask somebody, are you proud? No. You must ask the people, do you think I'm proud? Somebody else must say, dis 'n baie nederige mens. Of dis 'n baie hoogmoedige mens. Sometimes it can be misconstrued because of ignorance also. People don't understand how to define pride. So I'm helping you a little bit, all right? Just 3 points for you, then you can go home. Go home to your chicken and whatever is being broiled. You see, that's good. That's the sign of the BCC. When I say I'm finished, then the church says, because we love preaching. Amen. Jesus Christ came to the world to preach, teach, and heal. It's very important. Quickly turn your Bibles to this one. Daniel 5:1. Belshazzar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords. He drank wine in the presence of 1,000. Now, I cut short to save time. Do you know what he did with the wine? After he was having a party, he asked for the stuff from the temple to be brought so that he can drink the wine from the vessels of the temple. Say, for example, we have the breaking of bread. I thought we would have this morning, but nevertheless. And we have this wonderful silver cup.
you see. But these items to us, they are beautiful and sacred items. So he was giving a party with all his manskappe. I don't know if they were 26ers or 27s or 28s. And the music was beating all night long. All night. And then when he was a little high, Ajay Mose Bitsi drunk raka rachi, foolish. Tola se te rak brekara. Say tia una ni banki ma te brek. Tan rachi su sa fark se tola. Become foolish. Then he said, let us drink wine from the breaking of bread cup. They were not believers. They were idol worshippers. And they wanted to desecrate the church. To degrade the church. And he called for the vessels of wine. And he drank his umtas from the holy vessels. Listen to me, friends. This is actually a powerful Jayo message, but I'll preach it at Jayo differently. There came a writing on the wall. I'm sure when you were in Sunday school, you must have learned it. He saw a hand writing something on the wall. It's in the Bible. I think it's teeny Mikkel, something. Upsa. And he didn't understand. And he called his so-called magicians, astrologers, said, explain to me the writing of the wall. And they said, they don't understand. And then a woman said, when your father was alive, there was a young Hebrew boy. His name is Daniel. He used to reveal the dreams and the visions. It was his father who became like a dog and ate grass because he also was proud and said, this is my kingdom. He said, bring this young boy to me. And they brought Daniel to him. And he said, Daniel, do you know what is the writing on the wall? That writing on the wall is found in verse 25 of chapter 5. It says, mini, mini, tickle, upasan. He said, Daniel, what is the, if you give me the writing, then I will give you many things. He says, and you will become the third in the kingdom. You will become the third in the kingdom. The third in charge. Yeah, he says to him, in verse 16, he says, I heard of you, Daniel, that you can give interpretations and explain enigmas. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall have clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck. Why? Aye! And you shall be third in charge in the kingdom. Listen to what Daniel says to him, verse 17. Daniel says to him, hou jou goed. In die Afrikaanse vertaling. Let your gifts be to yourself and let you reward another. But I will still read the writing on the wall. And then he tells him what his father's mistake was in verse 20. He said, your father's heart was lifted up and his spirit was hard in pride. And he was disposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him. But in verse 22, he says, you son Belshazzar, you have not humbled your heart, although you knew what happened to your father. And he says in verse 23, the last part, verse 23, let's read verse 23. And you have lifted yourself up against the Lord of heaven. They have brought the vessels of his house, of God's house before you. And you and your lords, your wives and your concubines, and girlfriends, you have drunk wine from the vessels of the Lord. And you have praised the God of silver and gold and bronze and iron, wood and stone. These gods don't see, they don't hear, they don't know anything. And the God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. And this is the meaning of the writing on the wall. Meeny, meeny means God has numbered your days. Your kingdom is finished. Tickle means you have been weighed in the balance. And you have been found wanting. God het jou op 'n skaal gesit. En sy weeg nie wat sy moet weeg nie. Your kingdom, peres, the last word he says, peres means your kingdom has been divided and it has been given to the Medes and the Persians. And this is what really happened. They took over from Babylon and Babylon's kingdom disappeared. But look further. In verse 30, this is the very sad scripture. The very same night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, he was slain. That very same night, after Daniel gave the interpretation of the writing on the wall, Belshazzar, the king of the Babylonians, was slain. He died. My friends, may God have mercy on me, first of all, that pride doesn't bring my downfall. You know, the Bible warns all the men of God. He says, there are three things that can break a man of God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. When you are lifted up in your own eyes. Why is pride such a great sin? Because it was the sin of Satan, Lucifer. Lucifer did not want to be a subject in God's house. He wanted to be equal with God. This is why churches can't grow strong and churches can't be big, because pride lifts up certain pastors' hearts and they want to be equal with the senior pastor. And they break churches and start other churches. You must be careful that when we plant many churches, there will surely come some rebels that will want to stake the churches and say, I can be just as great as the pastor. It is not a new thing. It came from the book of Genesis. And it's still alive today. Pride breaks down where humility builds up. If you humble yourself, you will be lifted higher. Are you listening? Now, the three mistakes of Belshazzar. The three mistakes. The pride of Belshazzar. Number one, he did not respect the church. Know the pastors of the church. Are you listening to me today? The three mistakes of Belshazzar. He did not respect the church. Nor the pastors of the church. In my short life of being a pastor. And in my years of sitting in a church. I've seen the most dangerous thing that you can do. Is to disrespect the church and to disrespect the servant of God that God has placed in the church. Unbelievers, they laughingly, unwittingly make fun of the church. They don't understand spiritual things. And I'm sometimes afraid when I hear people say bad things about the church. And you know, this is a dangerous message, because this message will scare you to your toes. But it's not a scary, it's a truth. We had a young girl in our church. She's still in our church. She started coming here. And she was very excited for the work of the Lord. Now, you know, in our church, we don't play church. We love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. In other words, if I interpret it, It's body, soul, and spirit. The heart is the spirit, the mind is the soul, and the might is the flesh, is the body. Body, soul. Love the Lord with your body, soul, and spirit. Everything. So, she used to come home late. And a certain family member of hers started complaining. She complained about this child coming to church. The parents didn't say much, but it was the auntie. Was used by Satan. Do you know you get agents of Satan? When the child finds something beautiful, the Bible calls it a pearl of great price. En die kind is interesseerd in God se dinge. Dan wil jy sê, die kind gaan te veel kerk. Mag God jou genadig wees. I didn't know this, but I think Pastor Charles told me. That auntie was not even 40 years old. She died in a head-on collision. Just some, not even this year still, this year. And he told me the story, and then he related, he told me how she resisted the church and blocked the child from coming. Bishop Derek, he says that one day he went to preach at the church in a very classy area, like Bella. And there wasn't enough parking for all the cars. So one of the church members went to park in front of a rich man's house. And it's a true story. And the rich man came out shouting, "You can't just park here in front of my house. You can't just park here. You people that are in the church, you think you can just take over the area here. This is my place and you must find your own parking." They say as he was shouting, they went to call the brother. And the brother came to remove the car. And he said, as the brother left, the man, after scolding the pastors and the elders, and said, "Don't just come do what you want to here." He turned around, and from the stoop to the door, he didn't make the door. He suddenly felt pain over the heart. Telling you a true story. And the Bishop Dyke writes, he says, he collapsed before he could reach the handle of the door. He was dead. A corpse. The stress of him fighting the church was so much that he suddenly got a heart attack. And he died. People who don't respect the church or the pastors of the church. Some previous weeks I told you about a man I know who vehemently stood up in the church meeting, pointed his finger at the pastor, and derided the pastor, brought him low. Hy, in ander woorde, hy trek die vel van die man van die Here se gesig af. Hy sê, jy bly hier op die perseel, jy betaal hier is rentie. Ah! I was a young boy like this, I sat there. I thought this man is not right what he's doing. Small child. This is our pastor. He derided him. He said the worst things about him. And be careful, you, that don't say something in my face, but you say it behind my back. You don't have to believe my preaching. One brother said to me, "You can't scare me with this thing. You can't scare me." He became sick and thin like a rake. Look what is written in the Bible. It shall surely come to pass. Don't play with God. Moenie vir God vir 'n joke vat nie. Moenie sy kerk uitmaak nie. Moenie sy pastore uitmaak. Don't mess with God's people. This man who stood up while I was a young boy, stood and pointed in the pastor's face. He didn't reach 60. He's not. I think he's just about reached in his late 50s. They started to put a kimbi on him. He's in a wheelchair. He was a rich man. He lost everything. He lives here in Cape Town, in a suburb, starts with a B. The alphabet B. Yeah. Could be anywhere. Rich man. Belgravia or anywhere, it could be anywhere. So I haven't seen him in a while. But when my friend visited me, you know the pastor who came from Australia? He visited me and he said, I asked him about him. He said, he's in a wheelchair and he can't clean himself. The wife and the nurses have to clean him. He's a vegetable. He lost all his business. And immediately when they said it, everybody went, I shame, I shame. I remembered how he stood up. And I always feared for him. As a young child, I feared for him. I said, this is not right. I must be careful with what they do. The pastor wasn't a rich man. He was a poor pastor. He was rich. And at some stage, he employed the pastor. The pastor did some driving for him and he could pay. You see, you must be careful that, you see, spiritual things is not the same as carnal things. You might have more than the pastor, but you see, the pastor is in God's employment. One of the three mistakes of Belshazzar, he did not respect the church, nor the pastors of the church. Bring that stuff, we will drink a wine from this stuff. I've had a few people who die around me. I can't even tell the stories. Because oftentimes I wonder, hy mens het verbeel jou man. Het jy al ooit gedink as iets gebeur, hy het sy verbeel jou man. People die or play with God prematurely. We all will die, but there's a premature death that wasn't your time, but your time has been shortened. You see, teeny, teeny, your days have now been numbered, and your kingdom shall be no more, because you did not respect the church, nor the pastors of the church. Listen to me. The best thing you can ever be involved in is the church of Jesus Christ. I tell you. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but this church shall remain. Amen. I know that I'm not building this building for me. I won't live. This building will live long after I'm gone. I was in France the other day, in Paris, and I saw buildings from the 1700s, 1600s, 1500s, still standing. And all those people who built it, they have gone long time. Their bones are white. But others are now using it. Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? So be very careful that we do not disrespect the Church of Jesus Christ and the ministers. Number two. The second mistake he made, he thought God was not important. Daniel 5 verse 4, it says he drank wine, praised the gods of gold, the gods of silver, the gods of brass, the gods of wood. He praised material things and he put his trust in his money and he thought God was not important. You are deceived and proud when you think the only thing that's important in this world is money. And many people consider their power to come from the money they have. You see, my friends, when you tithe, it's very important because it cuts and it makes a declaration that God is more important to you than money. Everybody who does not tithe, you are saying that your money is more important than God. It is the mistake of Belshazzar. Yeah. When you give of your 10%, because you look, your money is already so little. And to survive on that money is almost not possible. But by giving to God 10%, you are declaring to God, I believe that you are true and you exist. And even if I don't have enough to make it through the month, by your divine power, I believe that you are. He who comes to God must believe that God is. And that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. I'm not going to stress of how I will make it. I will give to God. And then I will budget my life accordingly. For example, I can't buy a car that I can't afford. Otherwise, I must now steal God's tithe and pay for the car. There's a young man like this. I don't know if he's here this morning. I've told him before, so I'm telling you also publicly. He used to tithe. And then he came to me. He said he wanted to buy this car. I said, will you be able to pay your tithe? He said, no, I can't pay my tithe because I'm going to steal from the Lord's money to pay for the car. I said, you will not be blessed. Your car will not be blessed and your life will not be blessed. Because you've placed silver and brass and wood more important than God. And so we went along and did it. So he's driving a tithe. Some of you sisters, you are wearing the tithe. Sy betaal vir Edgars en vir Jet. En hy klere wat sy dra is die Here se geld wat sy gesteel het. You are deceived. Don't let your confidence lie in your money, in your stone. Don't be puffed up. It will rot before your eyes, and its power will not save you. You see, you can have all the money in the world. When sickness hits you, then that money can't save you. When a sudden tragedy comes, money can't save you. But God is the only one that can save you. God is real. God is alive. And we that belong to Him, we put our trust in Him. Die son en die maan en die sterre daarbo, hulle sê dan klaar, hy is wonderbaar. Wat van jou? Sy is so klein soos 'n muggie in God se oë. Daar steel sy nog die Here se geld, jou rower. And all those going to East London with me, they must be tithers, please. Otherwise, the enemy will come for the robbers, and I can't have a robber in my car. Let me close. Number three. Number one, he had no respect for the church and the pastors of the church. Number two, he did not think God is important. He thought his money was more important than God. He put his trust in silver, gold, and wood. And number three, he did not learn from his father's mistakes. Daniel chapter 5 verse 18. And thou his son, O Belshazzar. Verse 22. Listen to this. I'm closing. It says, and thou his son, Belshazzar, you did not humble your heart. Though you knew what happened to your father. Many of us, we don't come from good homes. Our parents, it's very seldom where you come from, you get a home where there's everything is right. As elke huis het sy probleme. Maar jy kan nou mos nou met jou oogesien. You can see with your eyes what is the type of results if there's no God. Maar jy is so dwaas. Belshazzar, you did not learn from your father's mistake. Instead of turning to God and serving God, because your father didn't serve God. And look what happened to him. Hy van julle ouers is kerkmense. 'N Kerk kan jou nie red nie. Jy moet die Here Jesus in jou hart neem. You must meet God personally. And you must love the Lord with all your heart. With all your mind and with all your might.
We must love Him. Serve Him. Turn your back on the world and follow Jesus. Or do you want to die like your father? Do you want to be humbled like your father and your mother who died without God? Many of the mistakes of my parents, we don't criticize, we learn from it. We learn from it. Many times when I see pastors in their old age and they were struggling, I always tell my assistants, let's never laugh at a pastor who's struggling. We must rather learn from what were the mistakes that they made. And we never know when we get there, will we still be around? Don't laugh at it. Learn from it. The best thing to do is to follow Jesus and to serve Him. Your pride will bring you low. Sy sê, pastoor, maar my pa was arm. Hy was arm. Hy wil nie vir God in sy lewe gehad. You can have money, but without God, you'll be lost in eternity. Because the most important thing, when you get to heaven one day, or you get by the gates where decisions must be made, is did you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Did you follow Him? Did you serve Him? Not how much degrees you have. This morning I was talking to Tuwongi and I was asking, why I haven't seen you for a long time? She said, I'm studying, you know. I said to her, education without salvation is an abomination. You want to talk about studies? You must do the degrees I did. I'm not against studies. I'm all for studies. But my studies has not taken me anywhere. It's my Jesus and my love for Him. He has blessed me with untold blessings. But look, even if He didn't bless me with blessings and I stayed in a Wendy house, I would still serve Him. I would still love Him. I don't know the worldly ways. Sigarette? Nee, Here Jesus. Daar is 'n tandepaste waar hy sigaret ryk en wegvat. Drank? O, Here. Sy kam jou hare die kant toe, maar hy bly die kant. Die drank verniel jou, hy verwoes jou. Wine is a mocker. There's no joy in wine. You see your family having parties, wine, drink. Is that the way you want to go? You haven't learned by the mistakes of your parents? Your pa het 'n vrou gehad. Maar daar was nog so 'n antie wat se nomme altyd, sy het altyd gebel. En sy het gedink sy se antie. Maar sy vinnig te naait, sy's glad nie familie nie. Praat ek die waarheid? And you never learn from your father's mistakes. It was one of the sins of Belshazzar. His father was an animal. Eating grass. God brought him low to his knees. And humiliated him. You'll be humiliated if you forget God. You'll be humiliated. Don't play one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Give everything to God. Give everything. What is your life worth? Your life is worth nothing in this time of money, wood and straw is nothing. One day when you reach there, it's only going to be about Him. What you did for Him. What you did for His church. Not how much money you accumulated. Where your children studied. Have you been to Europe, America? That's not important. Have you done what God called you to do?
You want to taste the world? You say, Pastor, maybe later I'll serve God. Maybe you won't reach the door of your, the handle of your door, like the rich man in Ghana who fell dead like a corpse. I pray that God humble us all. And let the people laugh at us, make fun of us. We will stay humble. But to Him we will serve with all our hearts, with all our might, with all our soul. Bow your heads. Sprinkle plain. This morning I want to pray for some of you. I feel the Lord is saying that you must make right with God. Some of your lives are not what it should be. But God is gracious and is giving you another chance. Don't make the mistakes of Belshazzar, who didn't learn from his father's mistakes, who had no respect for the church. May the Lord have mercy on you. You say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to make right. My life is not where it should be. I want to live right before God. I want to humble myself so that God can lift me up. And I want to follow Him. I want to serve Him. If there's somebody like that, put up your right hand. I will pray with you. Yes, I see. Is there anybody else? Put up your hand. I see your hand. Is there anybody else? Don't be ashamed. God is seeing your hands. God sees your hands. Could you all stand to your feet if you put everybody standing? And those who put up their hands, I want to ask you to come to me in the front. I want to pray for you. Don't be ashamed. I want to pray for you. Come out right there where you are and clap for them. The Lord will deal with them.
There is nothing hid from you.
Yes, yes.
I want to live my life for you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy now on me.
I need you.
Oh, we need you, Lord.
We need you. And Lord,
I need you.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Oh Lord, forgive me. And I will be clean.
All right. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Pastor will help you to pray to God for your life. That God will fix you. Pride is a dangerous thing. But this morning, as you stepped out, you came out in humility, and the Lord will have mercy on you. Say this prayer after me. Say, Dear Jesus, I come to you today just as I am. I've heard the preaching of the word that God lifts the humble and He resists the proud. Today I confess my life is not right with you. And I want to make right. Please forgive me of my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Make me a new person. Change my life. Write my name in the book of life. I want to serve you. I want to follow you. Strengthen me, Lord. Make me strong. Holy Spirit, walk with me. Guide me. Convict me that I can serve Jesus. And Lord, I promise that today I turn my back on the devil, on my old life, and I want to follow you. I don't want to make the mistake of Belshazzar. Forgive me and receive me as your child. I believe that you died for me, and on the third day you rose from the dead to give me life, an abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. While they are here, just stay here. Sing one more time. I want to lay hands on all of them.
Look upon my knees.
Thank you, Jesus.
I need
Do I have books here? Come stand right here. I want to be sure. Who of you are coming to make a commitment for the first time? You're coming, or you were backsliding. There's a book. If you don't have this book, put up your hand. I'm going to give you this book for free. Give the book to her. Just Afrikaans. Is this the girl from Upington? Kamus. Good. Give the books to him. English. Just tell him what you want. Father, in the name of Jesus, may this be a transformation. Jesus. Jesus. I claim her for the kingdom. I claim him for the kingdom of God. His life will never be the same. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Yes. God forgives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a breakthrough. Satan, we rebuke your works. We rebuke your works. In Jesus' name, strengthen him by power. By power. By power. We have no right to steal him. He belongs to God. Belongs to God. Belongs to God. He belongs to God. A mighty change is coming. A mighty change is coming. People will be surprised. People will be surprised what God's going to do.
There is nothing
Jesus,
from
you. Use them, I pray, for your kingdom. Yes, by your anointing. Break every yoke. Break every yoke that binds them. Release them into the kingdom world.
Marco Shakayabaha.
May she have a breakthrough. Thank you for this young man. Touch his life and protect him from evil.
Jesus. Precious
Jesus. Your life be forever transformed. From today onwards. A new day. A new day. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the mama. Change her life. Jesus' name.